QZNet driving you home this afternoon. Hughesy's clean skin image might be abolished right now.
I don't think so. This is all just, this is unfortunate what went on last week.
Workplace harassment.
It was Friday, I think.
Sort of assault on the eyes. There are various different ways that we could term it. This is a claim that you make too much.
You can look through my phone right now. There's nothing there, okay. Which is great. I'm really proud of that.
Not true, because poor old Dark Web Ben, who's just joined the show.
Mm-hmm. Doing some great work.
He's doing great work.
Well, you can see the video of my children and the $50 notes inside the toilet rolls. That's on the...
Don't try and distract us, mate. We know what's on the socials. Ben does great work, but...
Getting those videos of my children, weren't you?
I was. I was on your phone. I said, hey, can I grab this bit of footage off your phone? Yep, yeah. No worries. I'm like, can I scroll? And you said, yeah, I'm not hiding anything. There's nothing to worry about.
Hang on. Did you say the words, I'm not hiding anything? Did you say those words?
No, what I said is, I said what we replayed. You can look through my phone right now. There's nothing there. Okay. Which is great. I'm really proud of that. And I absolutely am proud of that.
Set up.
That's what
because
he said.
Ben, what did you see that is clearly not nothing? What happened when you went into that dark, dark place?
It's really hard to go back and think about because I tried to scratch it and erase it from my mind because it's that bad. But Ed, I'm going to pass the photo.
I haven't seen these yet. You got to remember that. I have not seen these yet.
This is exactly what I saw, and you can describe it to our listeners. I'll also put it up on our Instagram, Hughesy and Ed, if you want to follow that.
Oh, my God.
No, look, that one that you're looking at now, even I am disturbed by that. And I took it.
Oh, my God.
I did not realize how disturbing that looked.
Oh, my God.
The one that I'm...
Okay, so there's
the first ones.
There's two.
I don't think we can put that up.
Yes, we can.
We're going to.
I'm calling this...
I have a career. I host a TV show.
Well, you're not an underwear model. That's what you're not. You are. So what it is, it's a photograph of your face, Hughesy, grinning like a person who's taking a disgusting photo and leaning into the mirror so that we can see what can only be described as the hardest working G-string in showbiz, strapped to your buns and disappearing into an awful crevice.
Yep, that's what I saw.
And you're grinning in a hotel room.
Yeah.
This, my friend... is evidence.
Now,
this, my friend, is evidence
of someone who
is starting a new life as a perv.
I'm not.
Why would you take this? And then there's one where you're not happy with that, so you've gone, I'll get a better angle on it, and you've taken it into the bathroom.
I was trying to find the right angle.
And you've gone to the vanity mirror.
Yeah, no, there was nowhere. I couldn't find a good angle. That was the problem.
That's so true.
Now
there is no such thing.
Look,
this is awful.
I'm wearing.
Why are you in the nude? Why don't you have a shirt? Don't you have a shirt on?
Because I'm trying to look for different angles.
What angles?
That make me look good with that G-string on.
Oh.
So I.
Stop saying it.
Well, I bought the G-string at the airport off a young woman.
Really?
It wasn't hers. She was working at a shop.
How many women did you have to go up to?
No,
and
I just
say,
the one.
Can I?
She said, what size do you want? I said, what size am I? She said, you realize these are women? So I said, yes, I realize. I do realize. She said, you want the top as well? I said, I don't want the top, just the bottom. And so I bought it.
Tell me, did she know who you were?
She did. I said.
Yeah, because you had a loyalty card, yeah? Was that one free? Was it your 10th one?
You know what? Where that G-string ended up in my
the
wife.
Pits of hell? Oh, Holly.
Holly, where did you first see that G-string?
Well, I last saw the G-string when it came out of the wash and was then in the washing basket with all the other light-coloured clothes.
And did you wonder where it came from?
Totally. I was like, I wasn't immediately suspicious. I was thinking, who's been at our house in bathers? Because I think you had bought the G-string from a swimwear shop, is that right?
Yeah, from a swimwear shop. Rip Curl. Yeah, well, it was a Rip Curl G-string bather. Yeah,
I'll be honest. It does look like it's dealt with some moisture.
Did you at any point, Holly, and be honest here, at any point think that maybe I'm cheating on you and that was from a lady that I knew?
It was not the first thing my mind sprung to. My first thing my mind sprung to was who has been at our house who's left their G-string here.
Mm. A man?
Well, then when I...
If you hadn't been at home for me to say, why is this here, and for you to explain it, then I definitely probably would have got a bit more suspicious.
I wish you had. That's
disappointing, isn't it? That is so disappointing, isn't it, Holly?
I don't think you should be wanting to torture me mentally.
No, but I want you to, realise that I'm not a done deal.
Haven't you seen
at any point that someone could, yes.
Especially after these come out, Holly,
They'll be lining up.
Now, Holly, where do you
start?
You haven't seen these photos.
No, she hasn't seen those photos.
I haven't seen the photos. I don't want to see the photos. Oh, they can't be.
You have to live it.
This is all associated with the TV show. Hughes, you have a problem. When we come back.
You've got a problem.
We're going to talk to one of
No, I have got someone who is also party to this, another unsuspecting person that you submitted these images to in front of a studio audience. A poor, fantastic comedian who just came on to try and have some fun and is now scarred for life for what you've shown them.
Don't bend it.
Look at it, mate.
I don't think we can put them on the web.
Well,
you know what?
You're right. But I've got somewhere else we're going to put them. So you just be quiet. Yeah. All right, let's have some fun.
We'll come back. We'll talk, all right?
Don't go anywhere. It's Hughesy and Ed driving you home. If you dare, check out Instagram, search Hughesy and Ed to see these photographs. It's Hughesy and Ed driving you home this afternoon. Well, disturbing images are floating around this studio. Let me see that
thong. Yeah. I don't want to see that thong, but I have.
Now, I don't think we should put that photo on our Instagram.
Might be too late. Dark web?
It's too late.
Yeah, that's a thumbs up for a thumbs down. Oh, I'm looking at it. Oh, and it's getting comments. Oh, this isn't taking long. First one. Yeah, that's not nice.
So anything? Okay. Anything?
At this point? No.
Anything you can...
The early polling is unreadable on... unreadable.
People don't know. It's a photo of me in a G-string, which I bought from the Rip Curl at the airport.
Why didn't you go to an underwear store?
It was a last-minute decision. And it was an idea I had for the TV show.
It was an impulse buy.
We've got an Instagram model, someone who's got over 1 million followers on Instagram, her problem is that an old woman had a crack at her bum in a shopping centre. And I'm like, butts are great. I've got a great butt as well. I'll buy a G-banger. And you'll see me in a G-banger, You'll see how good I look.
This is rough. All right, I've got to keep talking. I can't. I'm just sort of hypnotized.
Is there any comments?
This point, there's nothing that can be read out on air that's okay. Just so you know. Just so you know, there's nothing. Here we go.
What if I look privately? I look at it or not?
No, I wouldn't. If I was you, I wouldn't. Yeah. Listen.
Don't die.
They do.
Here we go. This is the promo.
Down.
Yep, I'll go with you. Ready?
Oh, gee. Looks like Hughesy has a problem after survival.
Now, the problem there, your pants rip that exposes this G-string.
The G-banger, yeah.
Yeah, the G-banger. Or I reckon banger.
I can't say G-banger.
Not like that, and not when I've seen what I've seen. It's more of a G-flopper.
I actually don't like...
G-stiff disappearer.
I don't like the attitude I've got from the production team here at Hughesy and Ed. Sasha, you have not shown any support. In that G?
But I had to see the photo. Ben called me over when he was looking at your phone going, what do I do with this? And it was so disturbing.
So you didn't realise the context of why I'd taken that photo?
No, and I've worked with you for 19 years and I've never seen anything like that.
Can I ask you a question, Sash? Do you think that he's taken the photo and that's who he really is in life, and then once it's got Ben seen it, he's quickly rung up the television show and gone, why don't we do something about... Instagram
what we thought. It was some weird thing he was doing alone in hotels.
I haven't gone back in time.
Can I, an email's come across my desk straight away. This is from your official website. Here we go. This is from Diana, who says, I didn't appreciate the ad for your TV show tonight on TV. It showed you bending over, your trousers splitting open and revealing your bum crack and bum cheeks. Disgusting. On TV at 7:55 at night when children are watching. Don't you have any shame or thought for young, innocent people seeing that on TV? Please protect our innocent children. Please don't allow that rubbish on TV. Regards, Diana, CEO of 10.
No, Diana, I'm not in charge of when they put the promos on. The show's on after 9 p.m, so it's not my fault if they put on earlier.
She's right. She's right, though. It's confronting. It's the first time I've seen a full crack-based promo. They're not doing that on Neighbours or Survivor. I'll speak to one of your victims. Steph Tisdale, who's on the show tonight, a fantastic comedian, currently touring.
Yeah, of course she is, because she's a brilliant comedian.
Yeah, she's a champ. Hi, Steph.
Hello.
Are you okay? Now, you were one of the victims because you didn't know this was going to take place. You're sitting there trying to have fun on a TV show, and then there it was, right in your face.
Look, and there I was. I said, look, I'll do the TV show.
if you want me to. And then out of nowhere, Hughie comes in with his bum in my face.
Yeah.
There's not much you can do in that situation.
Yeah, but Steph, it wasn't in
I just want to offend him. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Steph, it wasn't in your face. It was a split pant, and it was for everyone to... I'm not going to say enjoy, but it was
you were
for everyone
trying to say enjoy. Steph, would you say you enjoyed it? Scale of 1 to 10?
I would say it looks like a bacon and egg muffin.
Yeah. That's
I'm a vegan now, so there's irony there, isn't it?
He's
so.
Taken that as a compliment, Steph. He's actually been bucked up by that.
Now, well, people do like to eat bacon and egg muffins, don't they?
Not like
that. Well, have you ever been...
Well, true. Look, it's definitely it's a personal taste sort of thing.
Do you enjoy bacon and... Steph, do you enjoy bacon and egg McMuffins yourself?
I do. I love bacon and egg
McMuffins. Oh, well, you weren't... she wasn't tempted to lean over and have a take a bite out of it. And I could see your nuggets. It was awful.
No, you couldn't see the nuggets. The nuggets weren't there. Where were
they gone?
They were in their own pouch at the front. Oh, no, I'm not going to say pouch again. Steph, though, it was a bloody lot of fun.
Steph. You just called her Steph.
I called her Steph, not Stiff. I'm not Kiwi. Steph, we're going to see you tonight, all right? On the TV. I'm excited. You excited?
Oh, yeah, no, I am actually. I'm really excited.
Welcome to showbiz.
I'll see your bum again, I'll be honest.
welcome to showbiz, Steph. It's rough.